podcast. KellerKellerOfficial.com.
You need the Kellervision app. 24/7 mini documentaries, podcasts, live shows, DJ live streams, top fives, subscription packages, plus products for all your podcasts and street culture sports. Download it from the App Store for free today.
Instagram UK Frontline.
Beatbox created.
KellerKeller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller Podcast. Cup tea. Cockney cans. Are we on now?
Here we are on. When in Rome, drink a brew. Ladies and gentlemen, Killer Keller Podcast. We're in Sheffield doing a proper big shout to graffitikings.co.uk. Picture on now. Yeah, that's a surprise for you, isn't it? Bet you weren't expecting that. And inside the house, an equal measure of awesomeness. The levels that he set precedence back in the late 90s and earlier, man. But as a young youth, what do you expect? Got a king inside. The mighty missed one inside the place.
Hello. Nice to see you.
How are you?
What are you doing up here?
What are you doing here? So we're in your humble abode. How are you feeling about it? I mean, we look pretty much like a space shuttle landed in here.
It's like me watching you, you're watching us, now you're here.
Yeah, because you are a fan of the show, you've watched it.
Oh yeah, I watch every graph, everyone. Yeah. And some of them twice or more.
Yeah.
Glenn Matlock.
Yeah.
Toddler T.
Old tight toddler.
What's his name? Dunglist.
Glenn Matlock.
Writer. We talk about the Golder.
What's his name?
Doc Scott. Doc Scott, yeah. Yeah, because he was at Birmingham Exhibition when we were there in 87, yeah.
Big up all them people, you know. We're dealing with strictly the legitimates, you know. And, bro, missed one, Sheffield. I mean, that article done. I mean, an era of Fister, missed. I mean, if you haven't checked out the Sheffield graffiti documentaries that are vibrant on the net, your name is synonymous.
Yeah. We got up.
Yeah.
We stayed up. We loved it. We love it. We can't stop.
Yeah. It's one of those things, isn't it? But how is it in Sheffield?
We don't want to stop.
Yeah. How is it in Sheffield? Talk to me about the scene here.
Oh, I'm not into it. I don't like it.
No?
I don't like to get about.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got friends here. I've got... Yeah, I mean, I don't paint here much. Mm-hmm. Pieces.
Yeah.
Bombing.
I'm not
my ideal place to be at the moment. I don't know where I'd rather be, but a bigger sitter.
Mm-mm. Talk to me. The theory on that. Well, like, what specifically it, at the moment isn't?
I'm getting on a bit, and I'm at that point where, like, when I'm not here, I want to be really up, and I want to be remembered, and I want to. I mean, I love going out all night, every night, as much as possible, just walking for miles and eating everything. Mm. I mean, I like looking at some people's names. I like looking at mine more these days. It's just horrible to say it's like that. But when I a few days ago, 10 foot's been up, word up. You know, last drive up motorway, film it, take some stills, 10 foot. Mm. I'm like, oh, brilliant, man. I'd rather see a 10 foot than a lot of stuff.
Yeah. People cite you, particularly down south, you know, as one of those names that of reputability, like... Sheffield is graph, UK is graph, London is graph. It's all one and the same. And you come from an era of connectivity. You know what I mean? Like the UK scene.
Yeah. We got to know some London writers, not sort of like when we started properly getting into it.
Yeah.
86 and that.
Yeah. Talk to me about then. What was it like back then?
Oh, it's going to London. Like meeting Fade 2 non-stop. Like we writers from Copenhagen, I'm like, wait a minute, Ladbroke Grove, obviously, the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first place we straight to Ladbroke Grove, summer 86. Under Westway, meeting writers like Chain a couple of times, seeing Demo everywhere, Robbo, obviously.
Rest in peace.
All areas in London, we used to go to Three Corners and all that. We used to check all graph spots out, but then I'm like, I want to do tubes.
Mm.
And it took years to sort it out. But fucking doing tubes, man.
Love this.
Listen about on live rails now.
Because obviously you've done trains up here.
Oh, yeah. But
talk to me about the tube experience compared to a northern train experience.
Well, we had loads of scrap yards and we had a few running yards, but we ate them. But we have got no system. Mm. It's like your train's going off to Hull. You have to wait. Talking half a day to see it if you're lucky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
London, all right, going to end at Lyne and back. We know where it's going to be.
Mm.
In Sheffield, your train could be anywhere.
Mm. That must make you more want to be more prolific. The thought of like...
Well, I think sometimes, yeah, we had to put a bit more, travel a bit more.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been accepted in London by a lot of old school London writers. And I love that, and especially being invited into London crew, SMC.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't get that. But, I mean, I'm not talking about the younger generation. I've met a few of them, you know what I mean? Offscale. I've met him a few times. Yeah, I love him. He's a good friend.
Heavy, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Top writer.
Yeah. You must have... There must have been... Because, again, like, being from the outside as well, not being from London, I can fully appreciate... You kind of got to go a little bit harder by comparison, because you've got, not only is there kind of a chip on one's back with enough point to prove.
Bumpkin.
But it's that bumpkin, that bumpkin
Kent, mentality. Not a Kent bumpkin, a proper northern bumpkin thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's that mentality that I think the likes of us tackling a major city. Yeah.
Then Europe, then New York, then New York again, then Europe again, then London again. But I avoided London for quite some years.
Because you went to New York, you were doing the thing.
I went in New York in the 80s, on my own.
Yeah. That's mad.
I even told my mum and dad I were going with like other people. And when I called, I went on my own. They were like, you didn't. I went, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Like me, Emily Chalfant, Scene and other writers. They're like, what, you've come on your own? I'm going like, yeah, I've come years before if I could have got the money together.
Yeah. Zero
like,
fucks.
What are you doing? I want a bit of Subway. Oh, no one does them anymore. Oh, I want one. I want to do one.
So you did?
Not that trip, but eventually, yeah. But I had Shane Smith's number off score, and I rang him a few times. I ended up speaking to his mum, and he was never in. And it was like one of my favourite writers, and still is. And it was like, oh, my neck, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Oh, I'll have to swear on here.
Yeah, it's your podcast, my mate. Yeah, do it.
Can't. Do all your shit, bollocks. Get home, get them all at one go. Fuck, cunt. Tangent. When I last said, you swear again in front of the kids.
Yeah.
And I went, fuck.
Yeah. Well, Matrix. I can't do it in front of can't do it in the front, kids. I'll do it on my podcast. Goddamn it!
Fuck with guns.
Yeah, I totally feel that. There's an attitude to UK outside of the major cities. There's a UK attitude of just getting up. There's a lot of different influences. There's definitely a London look, but like you were one of the main contributors that I feel that the generations that have come on since Sheffield, the reverberations of what you created are still prevalent now.
Yeah, I can see certain names that pop up, and they've got like, well, if I've got seven letters in my name, if you put O-N-E on,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of combinations of that.
Yeah.
And they'll still go off you, though. They'll say, pretend you didn't see you. Oh, I didn't know it was yours, that. Oh, fucking... I think this space is limited, isn't it? There's that many writers.
Yeah.
When we were young, no one went over anyone hardly like that. You know what I mean? But these days, it's like, oh, I don't care who's online. I'm going over them. And so I'll take it back.
There's limited space on the lines.
Yeah. Well, on walls as well. I mean, people a lot of times think, oh, it's safe to write here. I'll just go over that. It's like, go above it. Get the lads, get some ladders.
Yeah. Why do you have to, yeah? If anything, the buff's going to take something. You can go above and go higher, and then thinking?
I've seen some walls in London where I'm amazed that they've actually fitted in like a jigsaw, and it's amazing. It's like, bloody brilliant. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then other times, fuck it.
But I do feel like, particularly in the era we're discussing, where you were most certainly on the radar.
I think I'm up more now, though, than I were then.
But now, but back then, right, Sheffield had developed such and listen, comment below, stand corrected if I'm talking shit, but it was like a major city player as far as graph goes.
Well,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Well, there's a thing is though. There's a thing that some people say is like it was one of the most bombed cities in England. I never believed that. It was a thing from newspapers. I mean, do you believe everything you read in a newspaper? I mean, who's measured this meters of, what is it? How they measured it? Mm. Bloody hell, I went to Germany, I'm like, fucking this place is hammered, man. There's Berlin gets, on people's houses and streets, and there's trains running every day. I'm like, Sheffield's got not a smidgen on it. Mm. I mean, I haven't been to Birmingham for years, but I've heard Birmingham's...
And there's a lot going on in Birmingham at the moment.
A guy, Vimto, I met, he's like, yeah, you should come down to Birmingham. Like, he's been living in... I won't say where he's living. I don't want people to know. Yeah, I'm like, I need to go down here. And it's something... You know what I mean?
Yeah. And again, like, people from
Sheffield's... Yeah, it's hammered. Mm. I love it. Everywhere should be hammered, though.
There was definitely a media frenzy over the Pfister time.
Yeah, singled out like as an evil person. And let's blame a graffiti writer for everything. Distraction from what's really going on in the world, basically. Yeah. Easy targets, graffiti writers. Yeah. Anyone who gets locked... what's it when Vamp got locked up and then with that non-suffix, a knockout, got less time. And it's like... It's the dollar attachment and money thing that's you've upset these people, and but these people who are doing that, politicians, these coppers, it's a point system for them, I think. It's like, oh, we've got this bastard. It's like everyone's complaining about him.
Get a raise at the end of the year, kind of.
Yeah, you've done a great job, he has another badge.
Yeah.
Like a scout or something with the fucking suits.
That's something you very much stood for. That moral compass, isn't it? Of how one rule for one rule for another. How come the media portrays one thing? How come people get sentenced in that respect?
Graffiti don't make money for them.
Yeah.
I mean, paint shops make loads of money. Brilliant. But, you know, like when graffiti shops first opened, I used to joke, like, I'm going to shops get half a pound of graph. You know, like, your mum sends you to shop for half a pound of... Sorry, not half a pound. I'm get a quarter of cheese from shop. Just a bit over. Yeah, half a pound of graffiti, please. What is it like? What do you know what I mean? Yeah, what's that graph?
What's your thought on the graphs? Because I like going to a graph store and just seeing all the stuff around. I feel like I'm a kid in a candy store. What's it for you like? Yeah.
Well, I said, when I know people who own them, I said, let me see how much stuff I can get on me without you knowing, and then I'll get you all back.
Really?
you ain't got that shop anymore.
We don't go to that shop anymore. We only
no,
bad
they haven't
shop.
Got it anymore. Getting it up, didn't they?
You know what? That's a really good point, though. They should really have, like, shoplifter, you know, people designed, you know, their job is to see if you can be
like a
out.
Sword detective, but worse. Nicking it as well.
I'll show you
how to nick.
What happens is you try and nick it, and then if they don't clock you, then you walk out with it and say,
that's
hey.
What happens, though.
But that's what happens. But you walk back in and say, see, I stole all that. Can I have the money's worth? And then they have to pay the difference.
Supermarket
sweep. We're going off on a tangent, right? So when did it begin?
Oh right.
When did you get into graffiti? Let's talk about this.
Question.
Go on. When did it begin?
So I probably could say the first time I saw anyone writing on stuff was my mum, but not on walls, records. No.
These aren't police records. You understand? They are records.
No, not the police or the police records.
If you're watching and if you're listening,
by the way,
I
have no sympathy for any police. And that police, can I say this?
You can say what
really,
you want.
Really horrible. Police memorial. I fucking hate the police so much. You know, these fucking corrupt.
So where did it begin then?
My mum used to write on stuff, and she's like school. She said, you know, canvas bags for school. I mean, everyone had them. I mean,
tagged up
they were in Kent. Yeah. My mum used to do ours, and then mum used to do kids on the streets, and then I used to do my own, and then mum used to do bubble letters on records, and then when I started doing graphics, like doing them in my books, and that I've got like my mum's throw ups. Well, they weren't throw ups, were they? It was bubble letters.
Just in my books.
So that's probably my first. Then it's skinheads, mods, punks in area. And they'll all them in town. All buses it when I was young, before hip hop. I should say. And I love the fact that Subway Art comes up on every writer's podcast. I were writing years before that. Star Wars. I saw Star Wars years before I saw Subway Art.
Star Wars was the one, man.
Yeah,
yeah. So just take competition.
Warriors before that, though. I mean, yeah, Warriors. Yeah. That, like, what fucking cartoon?
Yeah,
I've seen Skinhead Bus Tagging. Like, a film on fucking cinema. And it's like, it's not a fucking film set.
Yeah.
There's writing on what trains. How did you do that? It's moving. You've got to bonkers. Work that out in your head. And that's like, what did that come out in 79? But we saw it in a working men's club, which we shouldn't have been able to go in and watch it, but we watched Jaws, Alien and everything else, Piranha and Warship Down. And everything else fed us in tears.
Tough, yeah. never mind the horrors.
I can't watch
Warship
that
Down,
film.
The real shit.
Phantasm.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, then Buffalo Girls.
Yeah.
Donned you on that. Then Hip Hop History. I saw that years before Star Wars.
Beat before this. Star Wars?
Yeah, Beat This, Hip Hop History.
Yeah.
That's a BBC documentary.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But what's got mixed up in that with footage, which has done my nutting a bit, is like the Watching My Name Go By documentary.
Yeah. They've mixed the two together?
Yeah, they've used footage from Beat This on that one, and it's like, fucking hell. Yeah. They've shown us 70s stuff before, mixed up with 80s stuff.
That's right.
Where it's got Cliff Piece and Scorpio and... Yeah, Blade, Comet and all that on trains and all that. But
in this day and age, you can see the difference more than maybe what you did back then because things are so quick nowadays.
But when that Watching My Name Go By documentary, it's 74 or something, and you're like, fucking hell, weren't we? Well, I was four, so I probably missed it.
But what was the scene like back in the day of Sheffield, when you were getting into this era and you're of that age, what was the scene like in Sheffield?
Right, so it's neighbourhood kids, me and my little friends doing graph.
Yeah.
Being from an area not sort of Sheffield Central, I don't want to say too much.
Okay.
Wait, and Edgett City.
Edgett City.
Then we were like, oh, we'll show. I'm like, you know, you see like all your school buses hammered and that, so... With it, like, part of the bus at the same bit, and then you'd see, like, tags. Yeah. Oh, fucking hell, there's a maze tag on, there's a side tag, there's a tax, 126. Oh, we've seen all these tags. Oh, we've got to go downtown in it, city centre.
So buses were the thing?
Oh, buses, yeah, firstly, yeah. Inside the buses, then you'd do odd tag on the outside. Then we'd go to it city centre, just with pens, and then we'd do it, like, every week, and then you'd get to be known, do you know what I mean? Then we got a local youth club, painted the local youth club. I mean, we used to get, like, schools to paint and youth clubs and that and stuff like that to paint a lot, but we didn't think of ourselves as legal writers, but we fucking still did loads. I mean, we never took pictures.
Yeah, that's the biggest bugbear, because you'll be talking about all this stuff and we never took pictures. So I can't even put them up, because I know it's hard, because you just don't think about it at all.
I've got some outlines from, like, 84, though, from school, but I didn't start taking pictures till 86. Mum's 110 camera. I better go around and take some pictures. Stuff that's up there still, and it's like, fucking, I've missed so many pieces. What I've done, massive pieces and all. Like, come on, we'll go and get two cans each, and we'll do it. I outline it, but it was like black outline, fill it in, no sketching it up. And then I think first time I learned to sketch up, watching Buffalo Girls, I'm like, oh, you might use a different colour first. But we always black outlines in them days, black outlines, white outlines. I like
a world of character. Discovery, isn't it? World of discovery, it's amazing, I can only imagine the levels in which, I mean, to be able to take a photo is one thing, but when you talk about Birmingham and the bus scene,
we had a big bus scene here, but we went to Birmingham first time we went to 87 when we went to see Goldie in Wolverhampton.
Was there a contrast at Wolverhampton? So was there a contrast, or did you see very close similarities between the activity in Sheffield and the activity in other cities?
Oh yeah, yeah, it all like. Started off very soon, didn't it? And bus bombers, fucking style of tags. But I've got to mention London style of tags in the 80s when poster markers came out.
Yeah,
we travelled all over London looking for poster markers. We couldn't find them. We met Fade 2 and we ended up buying them in Sheffield, ordering them. But that was the beauty of it. And then you'd go back to London, you'd see so many fucking calligraphy tags. I mean, I wish I took pictures of every
one
of them.
We've been at Arthur Dodger kind of calligraphy stuff.
No, not old English. Yeah. I mean, just beautiful freestyling. Yeah. I've got a little black book with loads from Covent Garden. And I'm like, and you look at them and you go like...
You got a black book from Covent Garden?
It's only a little thing here. I've got a couple of them. Chain, Fume, the original Fume. Not Fuel, fucking... Shea 2, custom boys, mode two. Then I've got New York writers in it, Goldie as well.
And I can't Vulcan. Deal with this today. All right.
I don't know what it is, though.
We do the house raid and find the fucking black book, that's for sure. Fun house.
Probably that pile of shit down there. Yeah. That pile of shit. I've done that pile of shit.
Listen, look, without taking too much attention into this, your space here is like quite the...
Well, it's supposed to be like a...
It's a party house, but it looks to me like...
Yeah, that's
so
living room there. This is the art gallery area.
Yeah, totally. And to be fair...
That's it, really.
There's a lot, but there's a lot of memorabilia and pieces of things that you're actively
doing. Yeah,
there's
too much of it, really. There is. It fucking does me nothing, honestly. Fucking, I shouldn't have to look after this much stuff that's not really worth out, but... Sorry, I've said that wrong. In monetary value, it's not worth it. To me, it's worth
the
fucking
world.
Loads. Yeah. But that's why when people come around, I give them stuff. They can look after it for a bit.
Take
like
that
mean?
Black book any day and wait, whoa! Yeah, so the buses era. Right. The buses era, for sure. Yeah. Were the trains happening at the same time?
We started, me and my mate Reebok, PRS82's brother. Excuse me.
Sorry.
We probably first trains, but it was like a... Oh, there's a train yard up there, not far from where we live. Well, we're going to have a look. Oh, it's shutting down now. Oh, we'll just bomb all these fucking carriages and these guard huts. And then about a year later, which I love, Rick Mayles walking past it on the first ever episode of...
Young Ones?
No,
The
New Statesman.
Yeah.
And
stop it.
The episode's called Smoking Gun. And then so, I mean, I went round to his house to watch it on video and I'm like, fucking hell, sound that. I mean, it's only a little scribble, but... When I got YouTube, like 10, my laptop, I went on YouTube, yeah. Like, find this bastard, screenshot it, word up, one for album. Memories.
But mad.
That's another thing I love about getting in media without, and then asking you to do it, just turn up in background.
Mm. Subliminal.
Cameo, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a cameo.
Yeah. 10 foot everywhere.
Yeah. You're bound to get seen.
I got one on Bone Collector. A few tags and that, and half a piece or something. Jeez. Angelina Jolie strutting up next to him. I'm like, fucking hell, can't believe that. Man. At cinema, that's my fucking piece on giant screen. Like.
Yeah, because there was an argument that was the sort of thing that I think the media missed when they were exposing people and telling people not to do it. It's
using it in everything, absolutely everything.
It's it's social commentary. Graffiti is a commentary.
I can give you an example this week. Dyson. They've used his piece on a bottle of gin. I'm not telling you what company it is. But I said, it's good if they didn't use my name. I'd be down there now writing on the building. Mm. And then we'd walk indoors and we'd tip some stuff off for him and go, oh, I've had an accident in here. Do you need some insurance? But he got in touch with him and says, you've used my... we want to go to cool locations to look for... And I'm like, you want to fucking... Been able to use... I won't mention names he used, but you can imagine some... It's disgusting. It winds me up.
Yeah.
And all wrong people get the money, I think. The people who aren't stuck the next art. Risk their lives or the freedom.
Got paid to Jews hard and aren't getting the residuals.
Fucking slow, is it? It's like some people just get in touch with, I need some graffiti. Do you? I can get anyone to do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Get somebody's fucking nanan to do it. pound of graffiti.
It's a good point, though.
It's like, right, you're like, going, I want some graffiti doing on me backdrop and that for the video shoot. All right, and I just bomb it to shit and write all sorts of stuff in it. You didn't explain to me what kind of graffiti you were.
Yeah.
But I've done some film sets and that with Kid Acne.
Hold tight, Kid Acne. Jeez, didn't I? Yeah.
Some punk stuff, and we got it all right and all that. But that's what you wanted, punk stuff, 1970s star punk film. If you want half a pound of graffiti, just let us know. I'll shit on your doorstep.
Yeah, exactly. You can't tame the cat. You can't tame it. It's like, you can't I want to be cool.
That's
I'm going to get some graffiti.
That's why I'm not making any dough. Yeah. I'm too busy fucking messing about.
But why
is
that?
Myself.
Yeah, because you're enjoying yourself. And you're also, you were brought up through that graffiti, the paying the dues the hard way and doing what they do in the documentaries in the day.
I talk to young writers like any kind of writer and I'll pass any information on and help anyone. But then some of them are like, I'm like, well, fucking hell, mate. I was in New York when I was your age. Come on, get a grip.
Yeah.
Travel around. That's, I think, internet slowed them down on stuff like that.
Yeah, because now they don't want to travel so much.
Fucking why not? Get your sending.
Very much like you were saying, in the interest of being All City and being publicly known, you've got to travel. Me being here right now, I don't think we'd ever... We wouldn't chat. We wouldn't be, it wouldn't be the same.
Oh, I'd recognise you, though.
Yeah. I wouldn't recognise you.
Good. Great fuck.
But seriously, though, sometimes you've got to go to the place. You've got to go to the source. You've got to go to the place.
SSA, Mark 1 eyeball. Yeah. You've got to have your eyeballs on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I've seen comet throw-ups. I've seen scene throw-ups. I've seen fucking throw-ups running on New York subway. I've fucking chopped my way through fence. I've walked through Bronx on my own. When Google Earth come out and all that, well, when I got my laptop, I was like, I wonder how far I walked through Bronx on me on that time when I got lost. Miles past Bronx River Projects and all that. I'm like, fucking brilliant.
What, on your own?
Yeah.
No fucks given?
No, fucking hell. I call it graph blinkers. When I go to London, right, I'll go back to the hotel, I'll get a bag and then get blind on, walk streets, tagging everything till I run out of paint and all that. Yeah. I'll end up on some mad estate and I'm like, fucking hell, get a bus back. So I'm not here to cause trouble. All I can see is tunnel vision, graph fucking, writing everything, run out of paint, get back to the hotel. I've had a good night, but love, yeah, thanks. Yeah, going out bombing tonight and all, yeah.
This is more of a human interest, actually, to be fair. And off the back of what you just said there, that's got me thinking, because to the untrained or to the bovine public that may not get graph, it'll be an interesting question to ask. Where do you get the endurance and tenacity?
I think mental illness.
Do you think it's an ADHD, obsessiveness?
Exactly, yeah.
You think
yeah,
so?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Whatever I've been into, I've been obsessed with it. It's a good job I'm not a serial killer. That's what Inch used to say. That's why you like... I don't like serial killers, by the way. They always get caught.
Mm-mm. Yeah, good.
One of them, what you've heard about, though. I don't.
Have you got caught before?
Oh, writing?
Yeah.
Red-handed. About twice. One of them for like a suicide mission. I'll see how many tags I can do tonight in town before I get nicked. Yeah. Which were only like, what, 6-7 years ago. Yeah. Got let off of it anyway. And then once when I was young, gripped, like red-handed.
Yeah,
I've been raided, though, and, you know, after the fact, and been in Crown Court in London a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You only got sent down for tubes and that.
Even when, because Fister took a...
Oh, yeah.
Took a rap for the mist.
That he got nicked for some of my stuff because that Shankagua on Channel 4.
He was going to get you anyway. He was going to go hard on a fist.
Oh, but he went nuts with fat caps, didn't he? Like,
yeah.
Like, my mum goes, look, I fucking didn't swear. Done a tag on a lamppost outside our house. She can look out the living room. But not on outside, not inside. So my mum could see it.
God, oh, my God.
I love this. It's a hardcore bomber.
Yeah, hardcore bomber. Just,
should be 50 writers like him in Sheffield. But when he got nicked, we supported him and that. 5 years. He didn't do 5 years, but Judge showing off again.
Yeah, just showing off.
Got an infamous son, fucking 5 years.
And using that as an example, when clearly like there was so much more fucking badness going on in Sheffield and the world.
It's fucking targeting it. Oh, forget about the war. We'll fucking have a go at graffiti writer.
Yeah. And of course, that rallies up the whole society of like, yes, they're fucking
bloody evil little fuckers. Yeah. Fucking hell. It costs what? Don't clean it off.
Yeah.
What? There's a thing about what taking a train out of service. Oh, I'm gonna say it now. Fuck you. If I take a train out of service for 2 days, I'm saving planet about that much. More than they're doing.
Is it a lawlessness? Is the political drive the lawlessness and the irony?
I love that and all, yeah. Yeah, fucking outlaws, fucking living outside the law. It's like, it twists you into like, get your send down here, like, we've locked down though, and all like, oh, everyone's staying, all right, I'm out bombing every fucking day. You know, we're going up a lot. I don't think I've had COVID, I took a test regular, I've had 2 jabs. I'm going like now, my arm's going wrong, my aunt.
Yeah, you're writing your name backwards now.
Oh, screen there.
Yeah, so yeah. Well, for those that are, again, are listening and not watching, we have a screen on the camera. So,
if it's listening on podcast, yeah, you can't see it.
You don't normally do much talking, to be fair. Like, no, I don't know anybody.
I do when I'm with my mates. Yeah, they go shut the fuck.
We have an audience here, for sure. Yeah,
with Mrs. like shut the fuck up. I don't fucking like graph, but she'll drive me anywhere. She'll watch out. What's she? Do you want to go to a yard? Yeah. Do you want to go for a drive in the countryside? Do you want to go to London? Yeah.
I mean, it's
you're going out tonight bombing? Yeah.
And she's an enabler. She'll drive you places or whatnot.
Enabler?
Well, I can say enabler. I know. So, like, they're all nodding their heads like, yeah.
My arm's hurting. I can't have to use this arm.
It's all right. Use your spray can arm. Can I say that you're not, you don't often talk? No, this is quite revelationary.
Have you ever saw that Chef documentary we're on?
Yes.
I fucking hated it.
You don't like it?
Because my voice, to me, will sound like I hate it. Because to me, my head...
In your head.
I don't know why I'm telling you this.
It's a bit late now.
Anyway, the documentary, I fucking hated that, right? Yeah. Some people ruined it, I think.
Really?
I'm not being bigoted, but I will be bigoted. The things that I were on were my ideas where and what to film.
Right.
But you've got 9 hours, and it took, what, a year to make, and... I thought it was shit. But you know when they said, oh, I want to make a documentary in Sheffield, I went, why don't we make one in London instead? And they went, oh, there's already one being filmed in London, Kings and Toys. Yeah. But luckily I had a fucking shot on that, didn't I? What I put on
Yeah, that's right. Which, you know, I think, again, just going on that subliminal promotion thing, like you say about, you know, the new Statesman and seeing it. It's those little things that it becomes folklore of, like, yeah, like, this guy, you know? And it's like with a lot of writers.
See, a lot of people might think, oh, I never saw it on that. I'm not bothered. I did, but that's my little badge and my little. I call it reports. It's like your mum coming on when you've got on that bus again, ain't you? Mm. You and Fister stopped writing on. I've just seen a yellow van coming down the road. Mm. British Rail, we've missed one on front. I'm like, cheers, mum. Or if anything pops up in papers or anything that's not supposed to be there, I love that. I call it reports or a bit of play.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, I need some play, don't I? Like, I've done a lot of graphic last few months. Newspaper. Oh, I've got a throw pit pip. Oh,
so you want, is it a kickback? There's got to be
a kickback. Yeah, I mean, like, it's...
I get it.
It's cameo roles, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if you're not up a lot, you won't get it.
Cameo roles. Yeah, that opens a conversation, because I've never heard it expressed.
I think that's
like
what Dyson's explained it to me as.
Cameo roles.
Yeah, you've got a cameo role in a film. You'll see loads of stuff for 10 foot.
Did you get a release form for that cameo role? Because there's probably still when
I seen a woman, Deborah, who know about art and all, she's like, oh, you might get paid for that. What, for doing something illegal in New York? Not going to happen.
Interesting.
But you get more out of the monetary value, it would not fucking count against how it makes me feel.
How does it make you feel? How does it make you feel like knowing that the cameo role?
I love seeing writer stuff on, I don't know, it's that television thing again, isn't it? It's like, is it like a, it's got more certified because it's on the television. But like, our last, like, 10 Foot's been on, there's a documentary about Tokyo and it's got 10 Foot tagging it. I'm like, brilliant.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think let's not get into that. What I'm thinking is, because I, and still do, I see you as one of the key players in the UK, that of an elitist mentality that has stuck to the word that he said. From the graph documentaries.
If anyone
of early...
wants spiny canvases, I've got quite a few.
Download now.
Exhibition next week.
Yeah, exactly. Simply hit www.
You won't be able to find us.
You won't be able to find us.com. Well, fuck me as if that's gonna fuck. Right, so look, right, but you've got a real fucking heavy, like, I'm this, like it or lump it.
Do you know what I mean?
I think some people would be surprised to hear that the cameo thing you're aware of, and it has the desired effect that you want.
Yeah, it's better than getting paid to be on something where you're meant to be there. You just, if it's in background, it makes it look like more like real life,
But you don't want to be paid. It's not your thing at all.
Oh, fucking hell.
After all these years,
you
want to
throw some money at me? Yeah, fucking hell. I paint canvases. Yeah. I have various exhibitions all over, but
because you've already given us stuff, man, I'm fucking blown away. I'm okay. Because you really do. You Yeah, people love come the scene. Here.
Oh, yeah, 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 fucking hell. I
mean, you don't want to get paid like that, though? Not really?
If I got rich, I'd be spending more time getting pissed and off my nut than I would bombing, probably.
Yeah, it'd take me
away from it a bit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. You'd find a complacency.
I don't think I could find an happy balance for...
I don't think a lot of people could.
I've never seen I've been not... I'd loads of dough and all that. I've never said I have either. Yeah, so yeah, I've got to get sweet, man.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, so perhaps it's more the case that you'd probably procrastinate a little bit more, be a bit more complacent, and probably not do as much as you want to if you had a load of money coming for whatever you were doing legally.
I've done loads and loads of canvases and T-shirts, badges, and all sorts. I mean, like, if they exist longer than somebody saves them, good. But I want to be up. Mm. I just can't help walking down the street and eating everything.
Really? Is that and that's
shit,
just
phones on.
Is that that's just your modus? That's what you want?
Yeah,
that's
I don't go anywhere without any pen stickers or little fucking, even if it's raining, I've got oil pencils and stuff. I won't go anywhere without being able to write a scratcher or own. Everything's got to get hit all the time.
It does rain a lot up here, doesn't it?
Not as much as Manchester.
True, Manchester gets
or Gunchester.
Yeah, that gets hit quite a bit. But you're up north. I was speaking to it was a Polish graph writer, I can't remember who it was. But you know, they're doing it in the snow. They don't give a fuck.
Oh really. Yeah. Fucking hell, mate. One snowflake in England.
Yeah.
That old roads.
All the trains stop.
There's a flea on track. There's a wet leave on track. And then
tracks, do you remember that? That was the big one.
Tracks are expanding. Basically, train system in England is fucking shy.
But you've got to be hardcore to want to go out.
Given time. We've had to actually go and do stuff. I wish I lived in London. Mm. I mean, I could say that I've been up your street, been up your street, been up your street, been up your street. There's not many. Zonk's been up. Ofsky's been up.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I didn't meet Zonk, but I like Zonk.
Yeah, he's great.
Ofsky, top bloke.
Yeah, great, yeah.
He got up in Chef and all, and didn't muck about. Good lad.
Do you think that the system expects the level of bang that there might have been in the 90s? I'm not discrediting anyone that's doing anything or anything now.
I think it's more hammered now. I think it's more hammered now. Maybe.
Really? More than... Yeah.
But
nice.
Fucking if they bang on about it, they'll get more writers out there.
Yeah. That's so hard, isn't it?
That's what they did in the 90s. Like, when Fist got nicked, everyone wanted to fucking be on telly and get nicked for some attention. Do you know what I mean? But I used to sort of sail along, and Pulse said to me once when I'm in Nottingham,
"Bigger Pulse."
There ain't many writers writing these days up your way. But in fact, I was like stood next to him and didn't know it with me, and he went, that Mr. Sully and stuff. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I used to go out with people who weren't writers, and I used to drag them along with me. So I mean, I had to make sure I kept doing stuff, and they were like, "I'll do your name," and I've even turned a few people into writers by like. I'm like, oh, fucking hell. Oh, we're going out writing. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, by the time you got your own paint.
Prospects. yeah, exactly. Yeah. Stop nicking my paint.
I hate PRS 82.
Let's get into the missions, the things that people love to hear about. If you don't mind. And, you know, what's the...
Racking and all.
Give some stories.
That,
give some of the, you know, back in the day. Talking about
getting raided in Tube Yards and that.
Just things like back in the day stuff, yeah.
Oh, that's good for the good one then, yeah. Tube Yard getting raided at New Cross.
New Cross, eh? Wow.
Yeah, so pitting tubes like fucking got me which mission it was. So yeah, we're pitting in between, you know, they're close, aren't they, tubes? Mm. And it's like
super close.
They hang out at sheds, so we're out a bit. Tube comes past, fucking stops. Well, we're all off us and we'd nick some fucking old. We'll not talk about that though anymore. We don't know about anyway. So. Running down live rails while, like, you're getting chased and all that.
Nice.
Hiding on bridges with ants crawling on you.
Oh.
And then that's when I looked at me and I thought, I had this, like, cast piece in me and I thought, that's never going to be me on a tube. Like, why am I doing it? I'm fucking hundreds of miles from home and I'm sat on a fucking bridge with trains coming past my head on VR ones. And I'm, like, thinking, what the fuck am I doing this? Because I was tired and scared and adrenaline coming down. Mm. Just carry on,
yeah.
People have had worse.
Yeah. But, I mean, that kind of perspective, I know what you mean about those cast pieces and stuff in the back. I guess the idealistic, That's how I imagine.
Oh, yeah, everyone would be cast from CCD. Mm. Big Met Boys. Mm. I mean, I loved fucking London Tubes. I used to have a collection of photos of London Tubes. And it took me years to get them sorted out. I mean, with different kind of writers and all that. Mm. It's like, you want to do something for fucking years and it takes sometimes 2 years to get it done. Mm. New York, London. Mm. Fucking, that's the fucking drag painted arse. And, do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah. Do you ever get the feeling like when you hit like places like a London or even King Sheffield? Weren't you King Sheffield?
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't like that King shit, man. I don't.
You know what I mean?
No.
I was to say, because
I'll never go, oh, I'm King Sheffield.
No, but I just said it, not
I
you.
I fucking hate it all. I don't believe in it, me.
But what about.
People can call me what they want, sorry. Yeah. I won't never say that. Dedicated writer. Legends are for dead people. I mean, for me, it's dedicated writer. And
yeah.
That'll be all
dedicated,
it is.
Yeah.
Dedicated writer. Keep going, non-stop, straightforward, graph blinkers.
Yeah, because if you're called a king, then you're not a contender. That's what you're saying.
I know people put crowns on the tags and I call them queens. And I said to them, what year were you king then?
what I was coming to, though, and you, I know you don't want to be called king. I'm not going to edit that out.
Hate that bollocks.
But can I say something? In fact, some people would...
New Yorkers can.
Well, yeah, but hold on. Yeah, so this one coming to. This one coming to. With New York... Because some people would say, I know no writers that say it, like, yo, if I just get to New York and I do a train, or I do, and I've done it, and I've,
well,
I've reached a pinnacle.
That were me then.
Yeah. How did it feel? What was the?
Well, I did it. Oh, fucking hell. Didn't paint for about a month.
Elite, I've made it.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't. There weren't no internet then, no, were they? So it was just like you only sent them to your friends. Oh, yeah, we did a magazine interview, you know, didn't we? Oh, shit. Yeah, bloody hell. Oh, yeah, I felt fucking brilliant. Mm.
So do you think this is like the only time these kind of conversations are coming out into a more publicly...
Well, I mean, obviously on this podcast and YouTube thing, there's going to be loads of writers who know me or know of me. There's going to be loads of writers who've never heard of me who don't give a fuck.
Mm. So you've got to
but
tell the
know
story.
A bit now. Yeah, well, yeah, when I'm not here, you won't get it.
Yeah.
And then I thank you for...
Legendary. Legendary.
And then Snook and all, sorted it out. Snook, I mean, shit, have I been doing that again?
What?
I'm fucking turning away from camera.
No, you're good. Yeah, no, you're all right. No, you're good, you're good. We had a conversation at the start about the microphone business. I mean, you would have thought that you'd done the interviews before, like that.
No, right. I haven't, but I've watched all your interviews for Graph. And not quite a lot of those, haven't
I? Yeah. So you know the deal. You got cramp. You got cramp. Hang on.
Left bollock. The lucky one. Oh yeah, my brother used to write.
Did he?
He's not with us anymore.
Oh, what did he used to write?
Peach Alias.
Hold on. Peach Alias. There you go. Put it to the camera if you're not watching.
He
used to write
Did.
Put it to the camera.
Peach Alias Pache.
P-E-A-C-H as in peach. And rest in peace.
So when Pops came up once, so like Reebok and Peach on buses, he's fucking hell, they're getting up. And that's my brother, that, and his mate, PRS's brother.
So you had a brother, he was a writer as well?
Well, he did a few pieces, but he got more into something else.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
In prison and that.
Right. So you went inside.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get into family stuff.
No, I'm just I'm creating a tapestry of like in that period where you were, you know, getting into the Graph scene and who was about, what was the vibe like, who was in and around at the time.
Sheffield.
Yeah.
So yeah, we touched on like when we were at youth club days, local area, Sheffield. Everyone got to know each other in Sheffield. Then they had a Graph comp in Sheff Centre, so. Flyers got sent to every youth club after we paid a youth club. And the woman in charge of youth club says, oh, you'll love this. You've just done a piece in thingy. Graph company. People were like, what the fuck?
Mm.
It was like it was made to happen. It was like, so every where? Fucking writer and chef got to know each other and all that. I've got a video of it, 86.
Like the ultimate writer's bench suddenly out of nowhere.
Yeah. Like, fucking provide pain. And we came second and we're like, fuck. Now,
mad.
So we, our piece were fucking better than a lot.
Yeah. Talk that shit.
Like bit off brim and that, yeah. And fucking sort of like.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's then Then we formed a city crew, you know, like, oh, like, well, writer's bench, Sheffield, 86, you know, everyone's just left school. Oh, we'll go to London, fucking hell, we'll go to London, we'll go every fucking way, Manchester. We were mad rackers, so we would go everywhere.
Oh, so you were racking as you were going? And you
Yeah, fucking hell, man. Do you know Leeds? It had loads of places to rack, but no writers when we in them days. It's got some now, though.
Yeah. It's only all writers nowadays. You rate and like, yeah, I fuck with them. They're sick. Not just London, in other areas.
On it from Manchester.
On it, yeah.
Newcastle guys, Sitka. SMC guys in London. Corn Done, Choke, Regret. Go and meet them regular. I've been to Birmingham fucking quite a while, long time.
What's the biggest thing in your life right now that you feel to yourself? Fuck that, you know, if something was prohibiting you, obviously cash is a fundamental, especially if you want to go travelling places. But
if I were like a street robber, I'd be all right.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm just kind of thinking.
Sorry,
myself.
If I was still a drug dealer,
But I'm just trying.
Sorry, I said drug dealer then for fear. Look. He's selling carpets now. He's selling drugs. He's selling carpets.
This is fucking great. This is like the most bonkers podcast I've had in a minute. It's fucking great. Love it. But what would be the thing that you'd be like, well, you know what's prohibiting me is this. And
myself.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes I think just throw a rucksack on and fuck off and leave everything. Keep walking. Never stop.
Really?
Bit like, what's he called? That nutter on the telly. Forrest Gump, keep going, be a pen. Like joke, you know what I mean? You don't stop.
These are like the vices and stuff of graft, the things that have, you know, come into your life that have been a kind of, you know...
Cocaine and...
Yeah, drink and all that. Would you say that these were crutches that you could do with, like...
Fucking hell, yeah. I'm more happy when I'm walking streets being...
Because you must have respites where you don't do any of that and all of a sudden your work rate goes sky high.
Yeah, that's Golden Week. And keeps you fit.
That's called Monday to Friday.
Yeah, but then again, we're slugger bombing and all at weekends.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, yeah.
Like sometimes you wake up, you go, what day is it? Who cares? We're going out
bombing. Really? So you're like,
is it day or night? Who gives a fuck? Yeah. Because, wait, I've got mad sleep problems. No sleep. Whack life.
Yeah.
Just sleep 2 hours here, 2 hours there. You wake up, you're going out bombing.
Really? So really that premeditated? Like, I didn't want to do this.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah. Just pick up a can of two.
That's some dedication. Like,
it's just, but it comes normality for you, a writer, doesn't it? And it should do it. But then that's another thing what I love about writers is some people who haven't been writing long, they soon get that writer's mind. How to make pens and how to get into places and all the wiring in the brain just fucking changed into being a writer.
Do you become it? I
call them special sources, not special forces. Special sources.
Do it to me. Wait, give me. Break that down for
They're not special forces, which they are really, but not killing people. Mm. Special sources.
Mm.
Sick. It's like a joke where you just fucking make up special sources and that.
You become it, don't you? Become the thing that you.
Yeah, you rewire your brain into fucking every which you won't get from fucking street artists, though, will you? Though
no,
because they don't sleep in bushes.
No,
with bottles of Jack Daniels, watching trains for hours, counting fucking and looking at clock,
cutting bushes down.
Yeah, cutting fences and fucking. Do you not see street artists with bolt croppers and spades getting the fences and fucking?
Fuck's sake. Yeah. I mean...
Fucking... Just leave them alone. Fuck them. Anyway, all I said to him is, these streets are dangerous, you know. Street eyes.
That's all you can really say, isn't it?
Watch your paint.
I know you feel strongly about this. I know there's an undertone here. And there's an argument, and I can completely... And you've seen the podcast. We know we can't stay on balance on this.
Yeah.
Fear is a huge factor in a lot of reasons why people won't do certain things. But I think...
And again, though, they've got that thing that I know... Well, I know and I believe... Sorry, I know.
Okay,
in my fucking world, I'm not doing anything wrong. So they think we are doing something wrong.
Yeah. Do you think street artists feel like you've done something wrong?
Well, that's what I think we're just getting at. Right?
You think,
yeah? Because they're scared.
Because they're scared. Oh, I see. Because they're scared, therefore, they must see that morally it's wrong.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't be the case, should it? If no. you're really honouring the craft.
Look,
I get you.
My friends who don't write, and I've got a lot of them, and I've been doing it since early 80s, and I'm known as like, I think he's a graffiti boy. Right, so a lot of my people accept me and they like it because of that. And they don't think I'm going to know.
Yeah. But I think I do feel like perhaps there is a change. I'm not sure whether it's brought on by the street art, but I think a lot of people don't feel like anything's being actually done wrong in graph.
I've seen some graffiti writers say, graffiti's accepted more now. Pieces are. Yeah. Bombing will never be.
Yeah.
Bombing will never be accepted. Yeah. Sometimes I don't give a fuck who tags what. Mm. I don't know half of them. I mean, I woke up the other day, I looked out the window, there's a tag on that bus stop. I don't have a fucking clue what it is.
Mm.
It's all right, though, isn't it? But then, I love going to places and seeing tags of people I fucking know or like. And it's like an hello to me, hello to you. And if you see it in Amsterdam, New York, any other city, it's a big thing to me. It's like if I get on a train, right, and do a little tag down outside of the street like this, right? Mm. Mm. Only one person can see it at a time. Right, it's like little one-on-one.
It is a one-on-one.
Yeah, one-on-one tag. And then you've got your fucking big murals on bridges and whatever, and it's like for
more
everyone.
Broad,
and
yeah.
It's like different levels of stuff like that.
Oh, I never heard it said like that. That's deep. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Our photo of that is going to top at New World Trade Centre and seen a Sane Smith tag that big, size of handwriting.
Mm.
And it was just there. And that's what it meant. It was like weird.
Super personal.
Yep. And a lot of people have gone, what the fuck's that mean? Who cares? But like, I went, oh my Lord, I don't need to take a picture of it though. That's the thing with photography and all. It's like, you used to walk around London with 24 shots. Mm. You'd be sparingly if you had two films, well, a bit more, you know what I mean? Mm. I used to take some tags of throw-ups and all that, and people have said, oh, why did you take a picture of that? I went, I liked it more than some pieces.
Mm.
But I've got hundreds of, I used to have fucking hundreds more. But I don't usually take pictures of other people's stuff much these days, or save them.
Mm. Do you think there's
apart from the really special ones that are fucking tucked away in boxes and albums?
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm going to say, like, it can be perceived as quite a throwaway culture, can't it? Like the passing of a tag or a throw up, or I get the personal thing, the personal touch of a
small
detail.
Yeah, it's like
fucking.
I never take pictures of pieces, so we didn't take pictures of throw ups or dubs. Mm. Then years later, we're like, oh, might as well get... They went to Nottingham and we're like, oh, they've got pictures of tags. Like, fucking hell. Mm. Panicking, like, thinking, shit. But now we're fucking digital. Machine gun everything.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, really, isn't it? It's like, oh, I've got fucking everything from every angle and...
Yeah, that's right. And I don't know, why is that? I do that as well. I see something I really like. Next thing, I've got, like, 80 minutes of it on fucking loads of shots.
I've got to fill my laptop for 6 days to fucking delete every fucking thing.
Yeah. I mean, this is the new modern age of graph.
Another thing I want to touch on, even if you don't get a picture of it, you know you've done it.
Mm, yeah.
Somebody else might not know, but as long as you've done it, it's been done, it can never be taken away.
Yeah.
Even if you get nicked for it.
You've thrown a few curveballs at me today.
Good.
Which I think to myself, it's got me seriously thinking.
Yeah.
And I really, the one thing that's key, I think, that you've said, because there is, on balance, there's a lot of pros and cons with street art versus graffiti, but what you have said is that, they think what you've done is wrong. They fear it. So therefore, morally, it's wrong in their head. Do you think in 2021, now I'll give you an example. If you go back to Graffiti Wars and you'd see all the tagging...
What, that one I did with them?
Yeah. Oh, back in the day. The documentary. Mess. Hold on one minute. Let me finish, though. Because I'm thinking... Here's what I'm thinking, right? If you go down this... If you go down the road of there's nothing but tags, nowadays in 2021, evolutionary, they'd much rather... Rather than buff the fucker out, they'd rather try and find people to do pieces to make it look better because they know they're not going to get rid of the tags.
People love colours.
They do, don't they?
They love street art because it's decipherable more than a face or a character of a cartoon character or anything like that. It's easily decipherable. If you put eyes on it, you're going to get thumbs up straight away.
Mm.
Do a throat with eyes on it, you'll get more thumbs up than a throat with...
It's some, emotional, isn't it?
Letters, obviously, Welsh style or any kind of letters, to me, always have a face. And it depends how you draw them.
Yeah, yeah,
they can look, they can look aggressive or or not aggressive or happy or evil or, and well, some people from newspapers just look at graffiti and go, tags out and go, But then again, like after seeing Subway Art and that, The Faith of Graffiti by Norman Mailer and that, there were only tags on trains, stay eye tags top to bottom.
Yeah, that's right.
That were questions as being art then. And graffiti had the name of street art before fucking street art.
Reclaimed it as their own. Yeah.
I mean, I love Ayn. I love Banksy. And a few of us who should be writers. But anyone who's fucking never been a writer and never fucking sat in bushes and risked their lives and that, just piss off.
I feel you.
They could call it something else.
Yeah. Any regrets up to this point in your
Yeah, I haven't bombed enough shit.
Say again?
I haven't bombed enough shit.
Really? You want more?
Oh, yeah, all the time, yeah. Fucking...
Really?
Day we out looking funny, day wasted. Day we out graph, day wasted. Day we out having a laugh, day wasted. Day we out having a new thought you never had before, day wasted.
Ooh.
Try to have a new thought every day. It's hard to do. Try and do it.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yep. Lucid dreaming.
Yeah. Try and pick up on it. Do you sketch every day still?
No, not every day now.
Is it improv now? A lot of it's whatever.
Just when I feel like it, I'll do 50 outlines.
Really?
Yep. Get that style out of my head.
Really?
Just absolutely every angle, everything. I date them all now and everything and all.
Can you do the original? Because I remember the Miss Style of the 90s to the Miss Style of the early noughties into the...
Can I do them?
Can you remember? Can you re-sketch? Because some people can't do it. They're like, well, I can't remember how I used to do that thing in the
90s. I've got them all in all these boxes here, everything.
So you can just retrace and then redo?
I've painted them. Yeah. Well, I can take it out and all that one and paint it. Like, But then I can make it look different sometimes. Sometimes I get an album out where I've got like 50 outlines. I go, oh, fucking hell, I can change that. Get every little bit out of everything, but I mean, that is it, and all those sketching and all. Excuse me. Music on, sketching.
You're away.
See where you can fucking start and end up. Oh shit, get another piece of paper. Get another piece of paper. Oh fucking hell, look at that. I've got to get that on the train.
Yeah.
And then it's like 50 outlines, you maybe do one or two of them.
How close, like if you were to do it, wherever you paint, how close to the wire on the sketch you've done to what you transfer onto the wall, is it likable? Is it same?
Mostly better.
Really? I'd imagine so.
Yeah, fucking hell.
It's been a fucking pleasure, brother. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Hey, up.
Yeah. What I love most about you, Mist, is your don't give a fuck. And
who,
I think that's the,
sure
the most, in you know... To find someone that doesn't give a fuck but is also endearing is few and far between, you know what I mean?
Fucking hell, I've been holding this for ages, can't even hold my beer.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mate.
I really appreciate it.
I can't believe he's in my gaff.
Hey, listen, thank you so, so much, my brother.
Right, I'm not doing it shout-outs.
I've just got a list.
Yeah.
All right, go on, give a shout-out.
If you could see that.
You know who you are.
Just zoom in.
So, yeah, for those of you who ain't watching and listening, he's just pulling
zoom
out a load of
names. Zoom in your name's on there. Yeah, so. Mentioned already. Your name's on there. I'm sorry.
That's a really good idea. There is a lot of names in here. You were gonna...
Read a couple out on. Sorry, read a couple out on.
All right. Big up. Fister, Scar,
Dice. Starting from top. Go on, then.
Fister, Scar, Dice, and Speck, Mesky. Messi, Royal, A1, Sane, Toxic, Alter Heat, TDT, Poop, Philip Beats, Han, Palace, Cass, Cassandra, Green Block, PRS, Ted, Stopsy, Mully, Spooksy, Malt, Joke, Dom, Richie, Rich Teabag, Dame, Jojo, Lola, Oscar, am I... Yeah.
It's not all dogs and cats.
There's a lot. Let me just put it, there's a lot. Oh, yeah. Hold tight, everybody. Listen, seriously, you know. It's.
Oh, yeah, show that. Yeah. Show that to the camera and all that. What's on the back?
Oh, yeah, that on the back. No, don't show that on the back.
I've seen it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are out like Ian was our fact. Miss, you've been an absolute star, my
Thank
brother.
You very much, sir.
Have you enjoyed yourself?
I fucking have. Easier than I thought.
Yeah, easier than I thought. I'll take you through a nice gliding tour of the legend, which is Mist 1 inside the place, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget the Kellervision app, free download, iPhone, Android. And for everybody that's just tuning in, it's a sharing and caring world, all right? Spread the word. Love is love. Stay lucky, people. Nice one, Mist. Yeah. Is that yours?
No, okay.
Peace!